It's 28 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Western Sydney is changing at a dramatic pace, Darren. We all know that, and we see that in a very... We spoke about it for many, many years, and now we see in a very tangible way what's happening with the infrastructure, the social capital, the real landscape change. And I'm really delighted to have on the line Adam Letter, the Executive Director of Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue, who can fill us in and tell us what's happening and the excitement and the challenges that's happening in our region. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Really good. I'm just so delighted that you could spare some time. I know how busy you are, and particularly in the midst of COVID. Spotlight, we try to highlight and celebrate what's happening in and around our region, and Western Sydney is continuing to go through a massive dynamic change.
100%, mate. And look, I think we don't probably have time to go through everything that's happening in the short amount of time we've got this morning, but I mean, for me, the most pleasing thing is that, you know, having been part of the journey over, you know, a number of years now, that, you know, the shift from what was happening 10 years ago in terms of everyone talking about the potential and the opportunity that Western Sydney was, to actually seeing some actual tangible on the ground results. There's been a lot that's happened in the last few years in particular, and there's more that's going to happen. You know, we all know about the airport and the Aerotropolis, and we see some movement there.
And Adam, if I could just jump in there with regards to that, and I'm sorry to cut across you, but, you know, for a lot of people, they kind of know that there's an airport going there, and some have a great depth. But just give us some basic characteristics, you know, and I'm sorry for these questions that were out the notice, but I know you're right across everything. You know, the sheer amount of people and the infrastructure and the spend there is huge.
It is massive, and I couldn't give you an exact dollar figure, but it's in the tens of billions. The airport alone is up around that mark. And you know, for those that aren't aware, obviously we've got the site at Badgerys Creek that was chosen back in 2013, 2014, I think it was, but by then Prime Minister Tony Abbott, after years and years of sort of, you know, advocacy and discussions around Sydney's second airport, and a lot of contention and a lot of sort of controversy around it, was finally earmarked, and that sort of, I suppose, was the start of the, you know, the arrival of Western Sydney as a destination and as a region that was finally going to start happening. Up until then, like I mentioned earlier, it was a lot of talk. Everyone knew the potential, but until that sort of announcement, that it became real. And off the back of that, what we're seeing now is what they're calling an Aerotropolis, which is basically a city designed around the airport as its anchor. And it's not just about, you know, people coming and going from that place, but looking at the job opportunities, the industry opportunities, the you know, the transport, the infrastructure that goes in to support that. It means more jobs for the region. It means better access to opportunities, to education. There's a lot that will come off the back of that airport, particularly around the Aerotropolis, which is what we're now seeing being planned and hopefully soon delivered. So that's where it's at for me at the moment. And you know, as you're probably aware, there's a lot of discussion about what that Aerotropolis looks like at the moment, and the government's sort of put forward its vision for what it can be, and a lot of it's centered around these new tech jobs, you know, the things like around, you know, Industry 4.0, which is, you know, the you know, your advanced manufacturing, your robotics, your automation, aerospace. All of these things now are starting to be considered, they're starting to be planned, and the investors are now starting to come on board. I mean, I look at, you know, the tenants and the agreements that the government's put in place with, you know, groups like NEC, Hitachi, and Mitsubishi, to name just a few. These are all big, major global companies that have recognised the opportunities to, you know, invest in Western Sydney, knowing that it's going to take off quite literally. So what that then means in terms of, you know, the development of new industries in those areas, the government's got a pretty clear view of what they want in those places. What happens now is basically, and what's going to happen up until 2026 when the airport comes online, is a lot of work to, you know, get the zonings right, get the areas right, and then look to, you know, make sure that those places are connected into the rest of the region, so that it's not just about the corporates that, you know, are sort of invested and have an interest in those areas, but that it connects back to the region, so that the students, you know, the guys that, you know, my kids, for instance, that are, you know, still, you know, in toddler phase, that they have something to aspire to, that they've got a job, that they don't have to trek into the city to get to, that they've got a job on their doorstep that's a smart job that can provide them with a real opportunity and a real future.
It's absolutely fantastic. I look at, you know, and the cascading effect or the knock-on effect with regards to Ludnam, Liverpool, or you know, Wilton, all of those areas are really picking up the uplift of a decision that is made, you know, 15 kilometres up the road.
Absolutely. And I think that's the key thing, Jim, is that this is Western Sydney's airport, that it needs to have, you know, value and benefits spread across the whole region. And what I'm seeing, I'm sure what you guys are seeing as well, is that, you know, areas, you know, like the hills, like, you know, Blacktown, Penrith, Liverpool, obviously being in its backyard, they all want to be able to piggyback on the opportunities that it's going to deliver, whether it's the corporate tenants that are moving in there, whether it's the links to education, whether it's the transport links, making sure that there's the proper infrastructure to support movement between the airports and those CBDs, so that all the jobs aren't all just sucked into the Aerotropolis and the airport, but they're shared amongst places like Penrith and Liverpool. These centres have already got a pretty, you know, firm base and a structure and foundation to move off. We need to make sure that, you know, that they get the dividend of that investment, that what's coming through the airport.
So true there. And the key word I keep hearing there is jobs, and we sure need jobs, and to kind of diversify that commute, so we're not all heading to the eastern city, even not all heading to the central city of Parramatta, but actually heading out and diversifying those jobs around the region. And for me, the airport and definition there gives like a stabling influence that all the other cities around it can now grow off as a blueprint for Greater Western Sydney.
100%, Darren. And obviously the government's, you know, set a target, which is 200,000 smart jobs. And it's an ambitious number, but one that's achievable. And I think you're right. There's certainly a groundswell of, I think, energy and sort of hope that's coming from those centres around the airport. What I hope that doesn't happen is that, you know, we don't want to see, you know, cities fighting over each other to you know, one up each other. There's plenty in the pie for everyone. You know, Western Sydney works best when it's working together, not working against each other. And that's always the risk and danger when, you know, you put a crown in the centre of the region, and, you know, everyone's sort of fighting to grab it. It's not about, you know, one or the other. I think there's enough there for everyone, and you just need to work together to make sure that we, you know, that everyone gets its fair share.
So true. Something that I'm going to put in here as a bit of a thought, bit of a comment, is that we need that ongoing backing of infrastructure to the level where all those different CBDs, cities, if you call them, need it. So I understand we'll have the hills through to, say, St Mary's as a new transport link. But most missing at the moment in the middle of, say, Greater Western Sydney is that north-south link, say, from Hills through Parramatta to Bankstown. So, in effect, you really need them both done at once if we can afford it. What are your thoughts there?
100%. And then, look, the dialogue has been supportive of that sort of central, I think they're calling it the Central Rail, Central River Rail, going that it goes through the Central River City. It intersects that north-south link that you just mentioned, Darren, that linking the hills through Parramatta down south all the way to Hurstville. If you talk to most Sydney-siders, when they talk about the problem areas around congestion and connectivity, it comes down to those north-south connections. They're the worst in any place in the city. You travel north-south, you're always going to get stuck. And Sydney definitely needs needs, you know, ideally a metro rail running from the north down to the south, connecting those areas, and then having the sort of the connections run off that to go east-west. I think, you know, having that spine, if you want to call it that, would make a lot of sense. I think the challenge that government's got at the moment is there's so many sort of infrastructure projects in the pipeline and more that are needed. And there's only so much money to go around. It started to sort of sell off some assets under the previous, you know, under Mike Baird, and I'm glad to continue that on a little bit. But there's only a sort of finite, you know, number that can go around and what needs to happen. And I think, you know, what I'd call on government to do is basically, you know, have the confidence and, you know, the boldness to be able to come forward and prioritise what they consider to be, you know, what's one, two and three, what comes next. We know that we've got a metro rail going east-west from Pyrmont through to Westmead. That's being planned and delivered as we speak. We know that there's a north-south rail connecting St Mary's through to Badgerys Creek, but there's a number of missing links that still need to be filled in. And what isn't clear is, you know, what's the hierarchy in terms of prioritisation? What comes next? Is it a link from the airport down to Liverpool through to Bankstown? Is it that Central Rail River, you know, line connecting the hills down to Bankstown? Is it Parramatta to the airport? There's a whole number of different rail lines and options that could be considered. There's a faster rail consideration that's been, you know, in the works for a while now, linking you know, Sydney through to, you know, the regional areas, including Newcastle and Canberra. You know, where does that come into it? So these are, you know, if you add all those up, you're looking at the hundreds of billions of dollars. What would be good would be just to know, you know, what are the stages that we're going to go through, what's on the government's hit list, and what's their case for, you know, why they're putting one over the other. I think is sort of a consideration and an explanation that Western Sydney siders would sort of jump at, to know that, you know, yes, we're not getting it for another 10 years, but at least we know that it's in the works and it's going to come.
We're going to talk about that after a break, Adam. Thank you so much for your insights into the world in which we live. And, you know, we have such a great place and the opportunities to be even a better place. We're speaking with Adam Letter, the Executive Director of Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue. And we're going to find out a little bit about what Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue does after the break. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim on 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
It's 11 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line Adam Letter, the Executive Director of Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue. And we don't have much time left, but it gets away so quickly, Adam. You've painted an amazing picture of the energy and the resources that are ploughing into Sydney, in particular Western Sydney and southern parts of Western Sydney. Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue, it was established for what purpose and what does it try to do?
Mate, we set this up back in 2015, so just over 6 years old now. So still fairly young, but yeah, essentially we set this up to basically shine the light on some of the issues in Western Sydney. You know, I mentioned earlier some of the stuff that was happening on the infrastructure and transport side of things, but that was a big core part of what we were doing early on. We wanted to make sure that the region had its fair share of you know, infrastructure investment, knowing that the place was growing and it needed the base, the basics to be able to, you know, succeed. And we did a lot of work sort of campaigning and advocating in those early stages to ensure we got things like the airport online, that we got the rail links, the roads. And we're still campaigning for some more stuff along the way. That hasn't changed. But as the regions evolve, so too is probably our role in not just sort of campaigning for the big ticket type of stuff, but understanding that some of the social and local issues that are at play, and you know, the need for attention. And that's basically what our mandate is. We understand or try to understand what some of the issues are in the region, and then articulate them in a way which sort of has a cut through and can connect to audiences, you know, including government, so that it gets what it needs. I mentioned, you know, some of the social stuff that we've looked at, and things like, in recent times, you know, unlocking or exploring some of the issues around diabetes and obesity in the region. That's a massive health issue and challenge for the region, and one that has been like that for a number of years. Making sure that the health needs of Western Sydney are considered, and that investment comes through hospitals and social, you know, policy in through government. The heat island effect, looking at, you know, how we can ensure that there's greater attention on some of the challenges to improve the way that, you know, Western Sydney moves and lives. There's, you know, parts of the region, as you guys probably know, that are, you know, reach up to, you know, 50 degrees on some days, and that does, the number of days are increasing every year on year. So we can't skirt around some of those, you know, important social and environmental issues that are happening in the region. Our job, we're not subject matter experts, but what we try to do is work with and partner with organisations, councils, and those that are at the sort of, you know, coalface of those things to understand them, and then use our platforms to promote them so that they get what they're after.
It's been really amazing. Adam, we've run out of time, and what we want to try and do is to have you to come back and talk specifically about those increasing economic and social challenges that's facing our region. And I think with your intellect and your ability to be able to bring to our radio show, you know, really expertise and a level of expertise would be fantastic. Would you take up our invitation?
I'd love to, Jim, Darren. That sounds great. And I meant to say early on, congratulations on your 1 year birthday too last week. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to you guys too probably weren't able to celebrate the way you like, given the current situation with COVID. But congratulations anyway on that 12-month mark, mate. Well done.
Thank you. We've had over 206 interviews, and it's a real pleasure to do this and to hear the stories of people like yourself and your board take up the mantle and try and build a better world and community for people in Sydney, particularly Western Sydney. We can only applaud and support. So thanks, Adam. It's been a real delight to have you on Spotlight with Darren and myself this morning.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks, Darren.
Have a great morning.
Alive 90.5.